Quinn Conyers trains women in business how to turn conversations into cash so that they monetize and maximize all speaking opportunities on behalf of their business. Yep, you're going to hear all about that today live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hang around. We'll be right back after this quick intro.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
No, Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web and seen all across the World Wide Web. We thank you for those that are tuning in and catching us live. We know that all of the multi-streaming platforms are sending out notifications saying, hey, you need to come check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And then certainly all of our listeners and our viewers, listeners that are hanging out and checking this out later on the podcast. Oh my goodness, Stitcher and iTunes and Spreaker and all of those great places. You might even be listening from an Alexa device. We thank you so much. And so this segment is brought to you by my latest book collaboration called Pour, and you can pick up a copy right on charvette.com. Some of you may actually be listening and watching from charvette.com. So pick up that book collaboration where I join forces with 10 ladies, and we talked about either who poured into us or how we poured into others to build our empires and continue to build our empires and impact the world. So check out Pour, and it's also available in all formats on Amazon. So that's that. All right. Welcome to all those that are coming in. Hello, Tony M. Winston saying hello. Listen, hello to my mother, Betty. She's coming on in. Can't do the show without you. So let me tell you, this young lady that's hanging out in the virtual studio, she is not a novice to the mic. She is on fire. I'm telling you, when she comes on, you just gonna feel all of the energy. So let me tell you a little bit more about our guest today, Quinn Conyers. As I mentioned earlier, she really is on a mission around training women in business how to turn conversations into cash so that they maximize and monetize all speaking opportunities. With over 14 years of speaking experience, Quinn has trained hundreds of speakers, entrepreneurs, and students on how to polish their presentation and sharpen their speaking skills. Listen, she even won 77,000 from speech competitions and speaking and all of that. And so, you know, she knows what she's talking about. You might have even seen her. She's been featured in Black Enterprise, Essence, so many more. And guess what? She is here with us today. And she's known on the internet for her podcast and her group, Speak Black Woman. Without further ado, coming up to the mic right now, Quinn Conyers. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Listen, we have sound effects today. Our listeners are coming on in. Hey, Brenda, thank you so much. Hey, my sister Kim, my blood sister. Hey there. We're so glad to have you. And I know you have like you have everything going on. You have children, you're married, you're all of that, but you still find time to pour into others. So I would love to go back and talk about how you even got into the space of speaking and using your voice.
You know, it was an echo just on my end. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. Maybe it's just on my end. Well, you know, it's interesting because I feel like we all are born with a voice, and then something happens along the lines where our voice is challenged, questioned, and we get muted or, you know, muzzled. But ever since I was in ninth grade, I literally wanted to be a talk show host. So I've always wanted to do that. And believe it or not, I was literally had a PhD in professional development at a very young age. So I was taking courses, workshops, flying to get the student rate. I missed that student rate. You know, how I could get to learn. And literally, I was attending Howard University, and I ended up studying mass communication media studies, and I got a concentration in entrepreneurship. entrepreneurship. And I really was my first time kind of diving into like this speaking world. And I got someone to pay me $750 for a speaking engagement. And I thought I was rich. I mean, $750, my friends are making $625 in work study. So that was kind of like the introduction of, you know, me learning that you could speak, but people could pay you to speak. And then along the years, you know, at one point I stopped speaking for 3 or 4 years. I'll tell you that story in a little bit, but literally I found my voice as a graduate student on the campus of Howard University. That's when I birthed my business. That's when I found out that when I spoke, people listened, and I had a certain command that I didn't know until others pointed it out to me. So that is where I can honestly say my voice was birthed.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I love to have the backstory, and we're getting the thumbs up that the audio is good coming in on their end. So thank you so much, Tony. Lena's popping in saying, hey there, hey there. And so as you know, that's young to really kind of recognize college age. You know, a lot of times people that are in college, you have those group reports and everybody's scared, like who's going to get up and present in college. But it sounds like you leaned into that versus leaning back from it.
I absolutely did. And, you know, I got my master's from Howard University, but I got my bachelor's from Westchester. And that's where I became a leader, but I became an entrepreneur in grad school. I was an RA. I was president of the multicultural recruitment team. So I always had to talk. I mean, even when it's time for our general eds, public intro to public speaking, everybody was dreading it. And I'm like, what's the big deal? So I ended up taking intro to public speaking, advanced public speaking, argument and debate, communicating on TV and radio. I'm like, okay, this is my major. Obviously. I like to talk to people. So I ended up going that route. And then I think a pivotal moment for me was when it was time for graduation. I went to a predominantly white institution for undergrad, and I asked to speak at our ceremony, our Kente ceremony. So everybody graduated Saturday. That was everybody. But Friday night, they had like a graduation for us. It was African drums. It was just like a really huge deal. And I asked to speak. And I remember, you know, I went to the Office of Multicultural Affairs, and I was very involved on campus. I was peer mentor of the year. So, I mean, they knew who I was, right? So like, you know, well, Quinn, usually the president of the Black Student Union speaks. And she was like, oh, Quinn has been super active on campus. We can share the stage. And that was the first time that I spoke in front of about like 1500 people. And that was like a rush that I have never felt before, just to be able to hold the attention of an audience at the age of what, 22, you know what I mean? And it was something that I just never forgot. And ever since then, I was just like, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to talk life into people. And it's just interesting how that showed up very early in my life and how it's a continuous theme even now, even though I took a break. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Listen, we're taking notes about the stuff we're gonna make sure you tell us.
Yeah.
Those of you that are coming on in, hey, welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm here with our lovely, amazing guest, Quinn Conyers. She is dynamic. I'm telling you what, she can teach you how to speak and get out there. And I want to mention that you made it to the second round of Shark Tank auditions 4 different times.
Yes.
So anyone watching Shark Tank, anyone familiar? So what was that experience like?
You know, it was interesting because, to be honest with you, I was getting very frustrated with the process because people don't know that, you know, it's very hard to get to the second round, right? Most people don't make it there. And then after the second round is the third round. So you're meeting with casting directors. These are people who work for the show who see if you have a good personality or a good fit. And I remember distinctly the first time that I auditioned, they are very straight faced. And to be honest with you, there was nobody who there was like, we were chocolate drops in there. Most of the people who were auditioning were, you know, Caucasian. And right. I remember I pitched, and I remember after the first time, they were like, oh, if we like you, we'll get back to you within a couple of weeks or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she called. I saw the summer from California. So I picked up my phone. I'm like, California. I'm like, hello. She's like, hey, Quinn, this is what's her name? Goodness gracious. Sharon from Shark Tank. I was like, almost dropped the phone. She was like, I loved your pitch. We want to advance you to round two. And I just remember being so excited and also realizing that my voice was now opening up doors that I could never even imagine. So I had auditioned and made to the second round, you know, 4 separate times. But one interesting fact is I met Damon John at a book signing. And I'm like, listen, bro, I got your book. I've been trying to get on Shark Tank. I done auditioned 4 times. And he's like, girl, you just getting started. I was like, what? He was like, you do know that the people who make it on Shark Tank audition on average 8 or 9 times.
Wow.
And I was just like, exactly, had no idea. He says, so don't post this picture, because if they see us together, they could think that we know each other and that could potentially hurt your chances. So I never posted the picture, but I never forgot what he said. So that really resonated with me. But it was just a great, it was a great opportunity. That's my co-host in the background. I knew he was going to make an appearance. I tried to bribe him with pizza. It didn't work.
Reality TV here, reality radio. I love it. I love it. I know all of the moms watching and listening, if you're not watching, you know, you've had that experience of your child showing up. So we love it. No problem at all.
Thank you. But yeah, so once I did that, turn on the light, Nasir. Once I did that, I just realized that it taught me the power of perseverance. And we are literally comparing our step four to somebody else's step 10. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, too, just making sure that I can get my business concept down to under 60 seconds. Because when you pitch Shark Tank, you only have 60 seconds or less to pitch them on your concept. So it really made me get crisp, clear, concise, and compelling on explaining my business. So they don't have time to listen to a dissertation. They want a summary. So yeah, it taught me the power of literally communicating and pitching in a way that got to the point, but also piqued interest, which I now carry into how I serve women to this day.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love it. Listen, you're getting a lot of love in the comments. They love the co-host. Yes, yes, yes. And I love that somebody stepped forward to somebody's step to your step 10. And so that comparison is a thief of joy. It is a complete thief of joy. Yes, I'm working on being concise. And so I'd love for you to share, Quinn, some tips that you would share, maybe three, that you would share. In particular, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, leaders, women that are leaders that listen to this podcast, watch this show. What tips would you have, maybe up to three, around like honing and being better at speaking, especially in this kind of COVID period?
You know, well, honestly, this is what I believe, that a lot of times as entrepreneurs, especially as women entrepreneurs, we tend to focus on things that are what I call needed but not necessary. So we'll spend money on a business coach. We'll get, you know, branding. We'll get a product shoot. We literally will make sure that all of our social media platforms are up. But then when someone says, what do? We have a tough time answering that question. Yeah. So what I would say in regards to speaking, that you need to master the art of verbalizing your value. You have got to be able to be the advocate for your awesomeness. So a lot of times I see that women, especially Black women, women of color, we tend to play it safe. We don't want to toot our own horn. We have been taught to be humble. And I believe that when it comes to speaking about your business, three quick things is, first of all, you got to be passionate. If you're not fired up about it, nobody else will be fired up about it. Number two, I think that you really have to understand that what you offer is so magnificent. So we can't explain it as if it was mediocre. So it comes down to, what are the language that we're using to describe it? And most importantly, I don't care what anybody says. When we're speaking, we're all nervous. I know, Charvette, sometimes you're nervous. I know that I'm nervous, and people don't think that. And what I tell people is, we all have these butterflies that go in, and people feel like because you're a great communicator that you don't get nervous. I do. I'll raise my hand, right?
I'll rise up with it.
What I do is I just make sure those butterflies fly in formation, right? So I just suck it up and I take it as energy, and I can just come and serve. So again, being passionate, being able to verbalize your value, and understand that everybody's not expecting you to be this superstar, but having a little bit of nervousness is completely normal. It means that you care about what you're going to say. So I know a lot of people think that, you know, I woke up like this. I'm like, no, I worked for this. I invested in myself. I worked with coaches. I took courses to just polish my skills. Yes, I had natural ability, but I just believe that as a speaker, as an entrepreneur, even in your career, your voice is your voice is the most powerful secret weapon. And knowing how to leverage your voice is, you know, something that can't be topped.
I love that. And what I always say is that, you know, there are a lot of times that are people that are, you're getting a lot of love in the comments. A lot of times there are people who are, you know, they want to be speakers, but I really, you know, there's a couple things. You've got to have something to say. Like, you know, and I don't know if you've run across that where there are people that want to be speakers, but they don't really have a lot to say. And then the other thing is that there are people who are good speakers and people are really looking for experts. So you don't necessarily have to have the title speaker, you know, as one of the things in your bio. But if you're a business owner or expert or leader, there's an expectation or there's opportunity for you to speak. Have you, you know, any thoughts around that?
Yeah, because the majority of the people that I talk to, they become speakers by accident. The most people that I know, I'm the only crazy ones like, yes, I want to speak. Meet me at the mic, right? Nobody's really saying that. People are like, well, I was running my business and somebody asked me for an interview. I was running into my business. Somebody slipped into my DMs and asked if I could speak at a virtual conference, right? And then they're like, oh, I can make money doing this. So they're trying to kind of navigate. And I tell people, it's all about literally, you know, your message and your market. I call that my M&Ms, right? What is your core message? And then who are you speaking to? Who is your market? Let's start there, because people are wanting $5,000 and $3,000 honorariums, but you got $3 marketing materials. Ooh. You don't even have headshots, right?
Oh my God, you preaching my stuff right there.
It's like, it's about your positioning. How are you showing up, you know, in this space? But more importantly, what I found is it's about your bold belief. The people who are thought leaders, the people who are influencers, you want to have a point of view. You want to have a belief that's so different, so radical that people can't help but pay attention to you, right? So when I come in and I'm like, you know, there's a million and one ways to grow your business, but I believe that public speaking is the best way. People are like, why not Facebook ads? Why not magazines? Why not TV? I'm like, nope. I believe speaking, because it takes anywhere from 7 to 15 times online for people to know you, like you, buy from you, trust you, but they can hear you speak one time and fall in love. And now you got a customer or client for life. So it is about when you're speaking, it's like, what is your unique point of view? But also, what are your M&Ms? What is your message, right? So you can be an author. I'm gonna teach you how to turn conversations into cash. You could be a speaker. I'm gonna teach you how to turn conversations into cash. You can be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna teach you how to turn conversations into cash. So the message is the message. Now, who I'm talking to, it might be slightly different. I just prefer, you know, Black women, and I prefer, you know, entrepreneurs and speakers, but my message is my message. If you want someone to cash app you, swipe that credit card, click the link. I don't care if you take EBT. It starts with a conversation, right? Like, we got to start there.
We got to start there, which let me capture a comment here. Michelle said, I also want to speak, but want to narrow down my focus. I have a lot to say. I think that's a great point, because some people have a lot of stuff to say, but like you said, that 60 seconds, getting concise. Do you have one tip for Michelle? Feeling like she has a lot to say, but she's got to get narrow.
Yeah. So you have to ask yourself, what are people always asking you about? Right. So we have a lot to say, but what are people willing to invest in? Right. So I could talk about being, you know, I think we're all rich with many concepts, but it's about choosing where you want to start. Right. So you have, how do you focus? That is what, if 10 people are asking you for advice, hold on, of those 10 people, we'll go check it. Okay. Okay, you're fine. So you got to ask yourself, of those 10 people, what are those people asking you to do? Also, too, what are you naturally good at, right? When I open my mouth and speak, people are like, wow. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? It could be you baking a cake. It could be your patience. So it's all about, like, what is so natural to you that you're like, oh my gosh, people actually want to pay me for this, right? That's kind of where our speech spot is, because that's your anointing. That's your gifting. That's your talent, right? And it's raw. It's uncut. You might have to polish it a little bit, but that's what I find becomes easier versus trying to pick a topic. But what is already in you innately that you just kind of have to polish, but you don't have to develop. And that's where it becomes fun. Yes.
All right. Listen, Michelle, you just got a quick laser focus coaching right there. Listen, we are getting comments. Yes, ladies, teach me. Yvette, speak life into me. I'm a poet, a writer, an author. Whew, Quinn. Well, she's right in your lane. Here's a question from Pastor Debbie from California. What are people always asking me about? Yeah. So I love that you recap that. And that's a great thought to think about. Like, what are people always asking you? And Tony's giving you mompreneurs rock. Like, this is what it is. This is what it is right here. And so how can people connect with you? Do you have any programs, anything coming up that people can enroll in?
I do. If you go to my website, quinconyers.com, and click on the events page and scroll down, you'll see Profit from Speaking. Again, go to quinconyers.com, click on events, and then Profit from Public Speaking. So if you are literally listening to me right now and you want to know how you can make money speaking on virtual stages in 2021, this Saturday, December 19th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, I'm hosting a free masterclass on how you can profit from public speaking virtually in 2021. I'll be very honest with you. God has definitely blessed me and has amplified my voice in this season. And a lot of times I feel like people are always struggling, you know, when they are down and out. And this is truly a breakthrough season, even though everybody hasn't seen my been through. And part of what I want to show people is that you can speak life into people from the comfort of your own home with your kids in the back and still be profitable. So there if you're interested in that, definitely go to quinconyers.com. Again, click on events. There's going to be a scroll down box. It's going to say profit from speaking, and you can enroll into my masterclass this Saturday.
All right, there you have it. If you're hanging out at charvette.com, if you're like, how do I spell the name? It's right there. Wherever you are on social media, the name is there. So quinconyers.com, you have it right there. Thank you, Yvette. I so love this show. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. And so Speak Black Woman, that's kind of a tagline. That is a podcast. Tell us about that.
I birthed a whole baby during quarantine. Literally, I was preparing for this quarantine as if I was about to have another child. I was sitting at the braid shop and literally God was like, start Speak Black Woman, a Facebook group. I was just like, why? You know why? There's a million one Facebook group. So I did a quick little temperature check and I was like, hey, if I started a Facebook group for Black women who were entrepreneurs who were also passionate about making money speaking, would you be interested? An hour later, 180 comments later, the Speak Black Woman was birthed. And here's the thing. Sometimes when you get downloads from God, you can't wait. So I didn't have a fancy, you know, graphic. I literally just created it. And when I got home, I polished it up and now we're growing members strong. But I'm encouraging people to use their voice in their business, in their career, to literally speak life, because especially the Black woman, we've been muted and muzzled. We've been told that we should be seen but not heard. Don't speak unless spoken to. Or we were told at a young age, don't tell nobody what's going on in this house. So we have been conditioned to be quiet. And now we're in a society, we're in a social media age where we're required and we're encouraged to speak up, but we don't know how. So that's where I come in, to literally give Black women in business their voice back. And what I realize is it's not just Black women in business. I now work with career women who literally have a seat at the table, but they're still quiet because they don't want to rock the boat because they're the only one. So now I'm just understanding how our voices across all genres are so valuable. And it's my job to make the voices of Black women visible.
Yes. Yes. And I love that the group, I'm in the group and you give like real content, you're active. Ms. Durham, it is right on the screen, quinconyers.com. Go to the events tab, the events page. So there you go. And how can they get in the group?
Oh, once you go, you can go to speakblackwoman.com and see everything that we have going on. You can see past episodes of my podcast. You can get some merchandise. I mean, you can learn more about what we have going on, but speakblackwoman.com, that's where you can learn everything about joining the tribe, getting some past information and motivation. I do go live every Wednesday at 4:00. You can listen to me at your leisure. Just kind of download the Speak Black Woman podcast, you know, on your iPhone or your Android, and I can be in your ear wherever you go.
There you go. And one more time, give us the information about the upcoming webinar, because there are a couple of new people coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd be honored. Thank you for allowing me to share that. But yes, if you're interested in profiting from public speaking virtually in 2021, meaning when you open your mouth, you want to make money when the camera comes on, you definitely want to go to quinconyers.com. On the events tab, there's a drop down that says profit from speaking. You can enroll there. It's free, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you tips, tricks, and transformation on how you can make money speaking on virtual platforms in 2021.
Wonderful. And I love that you mentioned corporate America as well. Lady Cherie said 24 years in corporate America, we need a voice, and we're not angry. You know, it doesn't have to be that, oh, the angry, whatever type of woman that might be out there, but we have to speak up and definitely use our voice. And so the reason I actually got you on the show today, and I don't know why anyone that is connected to me never charge it to my head. I just pick people as the show kind of built itself. But me and you are on a new app called Clubhouse. Anybody in here? Anybody, if you're in Clubhouse, put your Clubhouse handle. It's just Charvette, real simple. Go follow me. If you're on Clubhouse, go follow me. It's basically an app, all audio. So this lends perfectly to your mission around using your voice. And so what have you been doing on Clubhouse these days?
Man, Clubhouse is a ministry that just came out of nowhere. And yeah. I'm just realizing how much of a need of authentic communication and insight that people need. It literally takes away the comments and the video, so you're left to be present with someone's voice. So there is a human connection that's happening on this app that I can't describe. It doesn't compare to any other social media platform. It's not a platform, but people are literally having breakthroughs. They're getting tips and knowledge. They're getting literally free strategy sessions with people because people are coming in to really share and pour. And to be honest with you, it's happened with me. Like, I really want to super serve, and this platform encourages it and it allows it. So, you know, I think we've been in a couple of rooms together.
Yes.
And, you know, I
thank you for shouting me out too. I appreciate that. I know.
Yeah. Also, I always talk. I mean, even people ask me about streaming. Listen, let me tell you about how awesome and amazing Charvette Mitchell is. Hold on. Let me just take a little detour. I was out here just in the social media streets. I mean, I was doing all right. I like to say I was doing all right. But then when I came across actually Charvette's show, I was like, ooh, graphics. Ooh, all of that. So I'm like, I'm all in her DMs. What can I do? You know what I mean? Send me the link. I invested in her.
Yes, she did.
At the level.
VIP level.
Yep. We were on the first thing. I went through her workshop and training. And then I said, oh, okay. She got a VIP. I did that too. And I still use the video that you created for me. And I took the Canva template, everything you told me to do, to the point where I was like, just sending people your way. Like, they're interested. Yes. You know, and going from there. So, you know, I'll say that too. We're all in this thing called business together. And if you see one of your sisters winning and you want to learn and earn, you know, ask them, not just, hey, can you help me out? But what's the link? How can I invest? Because when there's no investment, there's no appreciation. Right. So that's me telling you that I appreciate, you know, your role, and I appreciate you as a thought leader in this space of digital marketing. And I love the way it just looks so professional and clean and crisp. I want to be down like Brandy. You know, show me how to do this. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And listen, there's a bunch of people saying, how do you get on Clubhouse? All that. Listen, I don't have any invites left. I know, Quinn, you probably don't have any invites left. So right now it's only available on iPhones. And once you get in there, they give you a certain amount of invites, and then that's that. So what I would say is, if you want to be on Clubhouse, download the app, because at least if there's somebody in your contact list, if you have an iPhone, they'll try to ping them and try to see if they can get you in. So
absolutely,
it's one of the cool, but they're going to eventually open it up to everyone at some point.
Yeah, but fear of missing out is real, y'all. I'm telling you, like, it's so rapidly fast. I'll be very honest with you. Instagram is probably like my least active, whatever, social media platform. I have about 1600 followers compared to Facebook and LinkedIn. I have like over 7,000 followers. I'm almost at 900 followers on Clubhouse, and I feel like I've been on it for 2 seconds.
Right.
Like, literally, because again, it's the power of your voice. When you speak with passion, when you speak with authority, people can't help but listen and want to follow. So again, if you're that person who's just like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to get all ready and dialed up, Clubhouse is a perfect platform, because it's like a podcast, but you can ask the host questions in real time. You know what I mean? So that's what I love about it.
You can have one bedroom shoe on and one bedroom shoe off.
Listen, I'm not going to stand up, because I respect Charvette. I don't want y'all to see God's goodies, but just know I'm decent from the top up. That's all y'all need to know.
And that's all that matters. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I want to honor your time. The last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know, I want to take that question, if you don't mind, just a different direction. I want to give the listeners, you know, just a tip that you can begin to use right away. Because I know that a lot of us, and do you have a hard stop at 6:30?
Am I messing up? Listen, I can keep on talking. I was trying to honor, because I think he said it was a spot in his room, or what did he say?
He's fine. He'll be making up stuff. I had us down till 7. That's why I was like, we done?
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, we good to go. Like, they be making up stuff. I go upstairs, just kidding. And I'm like, what? Boy, you done had me come up European thing, your brother, whatever. So yeah, we have a little bit more time to go. But here's what I want to say about, you know, just entering in 2021 and being a woman, being a business owner, being a woman of color, being a Black woman is simply this. Be mindful of the language that you use. A lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of speakers that I talk to, you know, are frustrated because they're not getting paid their worth, or they might not, people always want to pick their brain, or they just feel like they're doing a bunch of free strategy sessions. Here you go. They are constantly just been pulled. Hold on. I know. Okay. So they be pulled in a lot of different directions. And what I want to tell you is that sometimes the reason why you are not getting the contracts or the customers or the clients, it might not be because your product or service is bad. It can literally be because the way you are positioning yourself on social media. So one of the words that I want to just, yes, go ahead. Here you go. Here's a cookie. Here you go. Right. So one of the things that I want to encourage you is to watch your language when you begin to tell people what it is that you do. Right. So a lot of times I see that people are using discount dialect, and that is words and phrases that you're using unconsciously that is downgrading your greatness. Right.
Ooh, this is good.
So one of the words that I see a lot of Black women use a lot is the word help. You want to start a business? I can help you. You need social media graphics? I can help you. You want to start a nonprofit? I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. So subconsciously, you have put into the atmosphere that you are the help. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're not the help. You are the hero. So what you want to do is replace that discount dialect words with the word help and replace it with something else a little bit more stronger, a little bit more powerful. So you can coach, you can disrupt, you can train, you can outsource, you can dismantle, you can assist. You can elevate, but you don't help anyone in business. And when you begin to adopt that language, people will approach you different because the way you were speaking up on behalf of your business, your book, or your brand is with such power and such command that you are no longer the help. You are the hero to somebody else's business, to somebody else's issues or problems.
Woo, y'all need listen, this ain't church, but that was called for an offering. If you want to send an offering some kind of way, listen, go to her website. It's something to buy, it's something to register. Listen, we are not the help. I love that. Subconsciously, yes, Kimberly Ryan. I love that we use words and it's subconscious, but then it puts the thought in because when you hear help, that don't even sound like dollars.
No, we don't say it the same. Like our counterparts can say help, and we know there's a price tag. But when we say it, our shoulders shrink. I can help you. Our voice, you know, de-escalates, right? But when you can say, oh, I can assist, you say it with your chest. Like you got your Kevin Hart on, right? Or yes. I can challenge you, or I can disrupt that. I mean, it's immediate message makeover that your brain is now communicating to your customer or your client that you are a person of value and not just the help.
Not just to help. Thank you, Apostle Jackson, for being here. I saw you pop in. That's so good. That's so good. One more time, all of your contact points, where they can hang out with you online, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm Quinn Conyers across all platforms. I Googled myself. I am the only one. So when you see me, click on that picture. But I'm Quinn Conyers on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and then QuinnConyers.com is the best way to connect with me through my website and through social media.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And I'll be checking you out we'll continue to connect on Facebook and on Clubhouse and all that good stuff. And thank you for being such a great voice in this, really in this time period, and a leader in this space of encouraging us to speak up. So thanks for stopping by the show.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate the grace as my children on the background get living their best life. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you. Wow. Such a great episode. If you just came in, listen, you're going to need to go back and watch the whole thing. If you're listening to the podcast, listen, you got all the deets there. Jump over to charvette.com. You'll see Quinn's full bio, information, connection points. If you're like, how do I spell the name? Charvette.com, QuinnConyers.com. We'll get you right there. Speak Black Woman is the Facebook group, also the podcast that you can check out, and all of those good deeds, and her upcoming webinar. You want to jump into that. Thank you for all of the love. Thanks, Kim. All of the love and all of the all of the attention of the show. Thank you, Coach Andre said this, that was gold. I love it. I love it. We appreciate you. Thank you, Pastor Debbie, for being here. So we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up for today. Any of our guests that you like, I'm just getting introduced to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I don't know anything about it. Jump over to charvette.com. It's right here on your screen right now. I work with female entrepreneurs and a few lucky men, and I am all about visibility, marketing. I'm all about your platform and your personal brand, and so great connection points we can have at charvette.com. So jump over there, and without further ado, we'll see you guys all on the internet. It's a wrap. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.